That's what actually blows my mind about all this stuff, how they just let him get away with it. And this is obvious, right? It's funny, when Bernie Madoff got busted, a lot of folks came, oh, this person figured it out, and that person figured it out. Let me tell you something, that's not that hard to do. It's really not that hard to do. Alrighty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle Financial Guys. Ron Reinstein in studio for Glenn. Glenn actually sneaking out to go to a chiropractor. He's having some back issues. So
that's important.
Yeah. So he was in some rough shape, and the only time the chiropractor could fit him in is the time we had scheduled for this, but he'll be back on Saturday. Maybe not Saturday. No. Saturday is Spiraza Hayflick. I'm looking at Ann. Spiraza Hayflick. So that's awesome.
He'll be back.
Yeah, he'll be back. Like a Buffalo Bill, injured reserve, but he'll be back. Let's hope. That was brutal, by the way. All those Bills getting hurt. What I don't understand is all the money they spend on that league, and they're all playing on the crappiest of fields.
And they don't care.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
where's their union?
Yeah.
Where's their union to say, we do not want to play on? I mean, the way this turf is made. Remember AstroTurf back in the day? It was like an inch thick.
Yeah.
And I mean, you literally are playing on concrete. And I mean, guys got injured.
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm going back in time, but it didn't seem as much of a rate as you're seeing right now.
Yeah, no. And it's all these pulls and tears, and it's not, you know, you're going to get broken bones. I mean, that's going to happen. You're going to get hit. You're going to get hit hard, but not the tears and the twisting. And Well, I'm convinced that somebody in the heavens does not like the Buffalo sports, because between Bills and Sabres.
Well, the season hasn't started yet with the Sabres. Let's not jinx it yet.
There is nothing. Nothing. I don't even believe in jinxes anymore. Like, I've worn all the jerseys. I've sat in the same spot where we won. And it's Buffalo. It's like we just don't win. And every time we get a team together, and I will say, like, I think Sunday, I can blame it on the offensive coordinator. I think it was pitiful. I mean, there's just zero creativity in that office, an offense that has probably the best talent in the league. And I mean, there's nothing. No reverses. No sweeps. No. I mean, nothing. Nothing. I'm watching. Nope. If you watch like Kansas City, they are so creative. And this is not rocket science. I'm not asking them to build a nuclear bomb. I'm just asking them to be creative and not hand the ball off for the first five series on first and 10. Like throw the ball once in a while, right?
Or set up a screen. Or how about play action?
I mean, oh, my God. Hey, cook up the middle. Wow, there's a shocker. It's like, oh, it's so frustrating. So frustrating. A JV coach could have called that game. That's here, Allen. The plays that we make, by the way, and he is exceptional, is he scrambles like a fool and turns stuff into something.
Yeah,
I just can't help but think if we had somebody a little bit more creative, that game would be very different, right? Because first of all, we're holding the ball, they don't have the ball. Second of all, we're probably scoring an extra touchdown, which puts us over the mix. So I don't know, there's only so many businesses,
there's only so many three and outs you're gonna have before your defense is gonna get gassed.
Yeah, for sure.
And which they did,
and they did a good job, actually. I mean, should have been a no-brainer to put up 30 points against them. But you know what? We can't run every business. I mean, I can't be coach and run the Financial Guys and, you know, do all these podcasts and radio.
Be a dad. All that stuff. So there's only so many hours in a day.
Yeah. Let's play video here, by the way. A lot of activity, obviously, overseas. What a shame. You know, another Muslim extremist terrorist group, Hamas. I'm hearing all these, well, they've got to defend themselves, got to protect. You know, maybe I would believe a little bit of that if they targeted like a military base or something like that.
Not civilians.
No. And not only are they targeting civilians, you go into a music festival, you wipe out people. Now we're finding out that they actually cut the heads off of babies. I mean, these people are disgusting.
They're animals.
They're animals. And they need to be addressed. I mean, first of all, all the money and the resources that we waste around the world, and we should be focused on the real problem, which is Muslim extremists in many of these countries.
But it's amazing that all the policy follies over the last, I don't know, 7-8 decades in the Middle East, that we've made it a complete just shithole.
Yeah.
And yet they want to keep throwing money at it. And all these just losers in Washington. You know, when we role play this at Harvard, this is how it worked out. When it was at Yale, well, no, if we did it this way and that way, like, then we'll control their oil. I mean, no, we'll give them democracy.
Right.
And everything's going to be solved.
Well, to your point, and what I don't understand is that the easy way to fix a lot of this is through economic strength, right?
Yes.
I mean, first of all, we increase our oil supply immediately. Mm-hmm. We're making Iran rich, you know, with $100 a barrel.
Yes.
We're making Russia rich. You know, they're selling the fuel to Europe.
What do you mean their sanctions didn't work?
Yeah.
Russia had a record amount of GDP, or will have a record amount of GDP?
Unbelievable how absolutely uneducated this Democrat Party is. You almost got to say, ask yourself, I mean, are they doing it on purpose, right? Is this because you can't be this stupid? You cannot be this
communists
dumb.
Aren't stupid.
Right.
Communists aren't stupid. They know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
It's just the rest of the people that follow behind them.
Yeah.
And they're like, what are you talking about? This stuff's going to work. Everything's great.
Communism. You know, this one's different.
I know that I'm spending twice at the supermarket, but it's all because of Putin.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure it is. Yeah.
You know,
all we need to do is increase oil supply, watch our fuel go down to a buck something a gallon, figure out ways to now sell it to Europe, and it solves much of these problems.
Well, other thing, too, is now there's another pipeline that went out, you know, that just happened to have some sabotage to yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Unreal.
Coincidence.
Unreal. Let's play a video, though. This is what Joe Biden and his team is worried about.
That the United States is now involved in wars that are taking place in Europe and also in the Middle East. I want to play this soundbite for you that is just last month in Vietnam and ask you if this still holds for the president. Watch.
The only existential threat humanity faces, even more frightening than a nuclear war, is global warming going above 1.5 degrees in the next 10 years.
Oh, my God.
All the nuclear players in these two areas where we are now engaged on, does the president stand by that comment?
He does. Absolutely he does. Climate change is an existential threat.
My God. You know, these people are sick, man, are sick. First of all, I can assure you this. Way more people die of freezing than they do of global warming.
1,000 megaton warhead that detonates.
Right.
That'll give you some global warming, you fucking dummy. But yes, that's right. If it goes 1.5 degrees, oh my God. This is insane.
It's insane. And considering that they have no idea.
None.
Or they can't even predict. This year, the hurricane season, by the way, I saw they were predicting the possibility of up to 5 to 6 hurricanes were going to hit Florida because the oceans were so warm it was going to be devastating. This could wipe out Florida. Well, they had one minor one, right? Pretty common. I mean,
it happens.
Like,
but
just so far, they can't even predict where the weather is going to be in 2 weeks.
I read this it was either late last night or this morning that. Remember how the wildfires, you know, Canadian flavor country that invaded New York State and the Eastern Seaboard?
Yeah.
Oh my God, climate change. I mean, AKA probably arson, you know, up in Canada. But we had a record low of wildfires this year in the last 23 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's the problem?
Yeah, most of these wildfires, by the way, especially in California.
Well, that goes without saying.
They won't clean up the brush. Yeah.
Dead trees? No, we can let them sit.
Yeah. It's natural.
It's natural. Yeah. It'll decompose at Mother Earth. Yeah.
So are the heroin needles now in San Francisco.
Yes, that too.
Those are natural.
You know, fecal matter too. I hear that's got a really good decomposition rate. But again, like everything they say, everything they claim, it is just so egregiously false.
Yeah.
And yet there's these idiots are like, I need to get an electric vehicle, but I can't afford my rent and my student loan, so I don't know what to do, but it's...
Yeah, I'm going to pay. I can't afford a $90,000 electric vehicle.
I feel like I should
Nor do they have any idea where the power is going to come to charge
it. I feel like I should just remote start my car right now just to you know, make the climate just go even more
Making
haywire.
Making hundreds of millions of dollars off of it. The Kerry family, the Gore family, the Biden family, they're all in on it. They know. Gore's worth $300 million.
It's a pretty good rate of return.
Wow.
For being a VP.
global warming is good, man. It is good. I don't understand why he needs all that money. We're all going to die anyways.
And he's got a house right on the water, too.
That's right. That's right. And the rising sea levels.
Yeah.
Most of them have multiple houses. Eric Adams was blasted for not ending pro-Palestine rally in Times Square, where a swastika was waved at Jewish group. The Jewish, first of all, what I don't understand, and I'll never understand this, 7 out of 10 Jewish people in the United States of America voted Democrat.
Yeah.
How could that possibly be?
I don't know.
How is it 1 out of 10?
I don't know.
I just don't. I mean, I would love to have an honest conversation about what makes you think that the Democrat Party is supporting you in any way, shape, or form.
And then you see all the pro-Palestine tweets from BLM.
I know. And yeah, they're a lot like us, yes.
Yeah, and now, I mean, look, this gets into, obviously, a constitutional right about free speech.
Yeah.
And so what do you do? Mm-hmm. Because, obviously, if it's a Christian pro-life group or whatever it may be, it's like, oh, you can't do that. You can't spread your, rhetoric. Or just like if you look at Charlottesville, back, what was that, 2017, 2018? Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of different things here to say, like, this is bad, but this is good. This is fine. This is acceptable. This isn't. But, yeah, I mean, this is really for people to wake up and say this, like you said, to your point, this is who you've been voting for how many years if you're a registered voter and you're able to vote.
Yep.
And here they are flashing swastikas.
Yeah.
And just, whatever happened, that's cool.
If we're worried about free speech, if we're worried about freedom, there has never been anywhere in the world where bigger government has equated to more freedom.
No.
It's always been the opposite.
I mean, look at what happened after 9/11, the Patriot Act. And at the time, they did one hell of a sell job.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, we're going to combat terrorism. Oh. Remember all the different threat levels?
That's right.
Like for the first 3-4 years of that nonsense, it's like threat level yellow, which is moderate. Okay, cool. Or threat level red, it's elevated. You better see something, say something. That bullshit where, it's, again, turned into a jailhouse snitch.
Go back to Hitler's takeover. That wasn't about small government.
No.
Hitler didn't come in and say, we want less government. They took over healthcare. They took over your guns. It was
everything.
Big government every single time. And now you're saying, the Jewish community in the United States of America, where are you? Like, we're not supporting Israel. They're sending money over to Ukraine. Ukraine, right?
Yeah.
That's where they go. Iran. We're making Iran rich. We're saying, we're not going to produce any of our own oil that we can take out of the ground. Very safe. We've got all kinds of equipment now and fracking. And if we're really, truly worried about the government, let's make it a dollar for dollar. Every time a barrel of oil comes out, you need to plant a tree, ExxonMobil. They'd be happy to do that, I'm sure. Right. But so instead, we're making Iran rich. We're making Russia rich. We're making everybody else rich.
Mm-hmm.
We're making the world less safe. Oh, and by the way, we've got our borders wide open.
Yeah.
So, you too should be looking over your shoulder because these people are coming to a city near you.
What are you talking about? I thought it's a bunch of doctors and scientists that are coming through.
Yeah, welders, electricians, plumbers. That's,
people
that's
that are ready to work.
Over. That's right.
Ready to work.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, if you really start to examine it, like all our supposed enemies, and using that in quotes, how much money do we give them? Every year.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
And that's ridiculous.
By the way, Democrats and Republicans. This is the
yes.
one. The
this
one
is
problem.
A two-party thing.
Yeah, the one problem. I mean, look at the first 2 years of Trump. We had everything. Why didn't they cut the stuff? Every bit of it should have been cut. Defund it, right? Like they wanted to defund the police, defund the garbage, defund the money going to Iran, defund the money that's going. But you know what? Defund the Department of Education. Defund the stuff, make it bankrupt, and make it go away, and let people fight for the next 50 years to try to reestablish it. It's almost impossible, though. You get these government agencies, and they just never go away. There's like no cure for them. There's no cure for them. They just pop up over here. They shell the money over here. Oh, Dr. Fauci, gain of function research. We're going to get rid of that. We're not going to allow you to do that. Okay, I won't take it from this bucket. I'll take it from over here. That's right. Unless you totally get rid of these people and let them try to fight to build it back up, it's never going to go away.
No.
Never going to go away. We're in control of the pocketbooks right now. Defund it. Shut down the government. The non-essential workers can stay home without pay for the next 6 months.
Who cares?
Maybe some of them will go into the private sector where we desperately need help, right? Maybe they'll get 6 months worth of training to learn how to be a plumber, an electrician, or something
like that. It's an ever-growing blob.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It is.
And it doesn't... nothing benefits the public. Nothing overall public, I should say.
Yeah.
Everything, even like if you look at, you know, New York State, we can't kill all these deer, but yet the deer population is running amok.
Right.
And yet right. Mother Earth, you know, we got to save the planet. The deer are destroying the ecosystem. Trees can't regenerate. That's part of how the forestation works.
Yeah. Well, even forest fires, by the way. I'm not saying, okay, we go out and start forest fires.
No.
But if you look at forest fires, one of the things that happens is these trees explode mm-hmm. and they send seeds everywhere.
Yeah.
And so some of the healthiest forests are a result of forest fires, right? Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not saying you go out camping and light up the forest. I'm just saying that this is part of nature and it's been happening for a long time.
You mean those Smokey the Bear ads that were from the government?
Yeah.
You know, they worked?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, by the way, again, coming back to money and, you know, and this really, there's things that we can do because there's people say, okay, this isn't our war. You know, we shouldn't be going over there and fighting and sending our troops. Okay. Mm-hmm. Economically, we can strangle them.
Yeah.
Economically, we can create good jobs here, good paying jobs in many of these places where the oil rigs are already there. We just need to turn them on. We can create good paying jobs and we can bring oil down so it's affordable for families here. Dollar something a gallon. Wouldn't that be nice for the family that's struggling to pay their bills, right?
But take it a step further. So the rhetoric that's transpired over the last year is like, you know, the inevitable war with China. Why are we not, to your point, ramping up domestic energy production, not selling it off, not building more steel like it's going out of style as Republic Steel? It's been like, what, a year that since that's been out of business? Again, a local company.
Yep.
Why are we not doing that? Why are we not prepping?
Yeah, because we've got an administration that thinks the opposite.
Yeah, right? Because I'm sure China's still going to sell us shit
if
we're at war with them.
The capital, by the way, the capital gain tax in this country should be at zero. Mm-hmm. It should be at zero. The corporate tax should be at zero, right? Oh, my, they need to pay their fair share. Oh, they'll pay their fair share. It'll be through ordinary income. It'll be through hiring people. But to your point about bringing a lot of that stuff back, you take the corporate tax rate to zero. Mm-hmm. You take the capital gains rate to zero. Those companies come back here. They come back here, and they start building and creating things here. It's a shame. Let's switch gears a little bit. California's newly enacted Ebony Alert Law is the first of its kind in the nation to prioritize the search for black youth gone missing. So apparently now in California, if you're a white person,
a Chinese person, a Jewish Asian, take a seat.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So if there's two people missing, we're going to focus on just the black person, not the white person.
That's what I was saying, like, at our group chat. I'm like, I guess reparations aren't happening.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Because it's the pandering.
Yeah.
It's just insane.
Yeah.
Crazy. I mean, every life matters.
Right.
Not one more than the other.
Mm.
But yet, all this stuff.
How about we support the police, number one? How about we keep criminals in jail?
Because
most of these kids that are missing are either abducted by somebody who's already got a laundry list of charges against them, right? So if we do those two things, by the way, there'll be a lot less kids missing. And then what we should do is, whether the kid is Asian, white, black, red, you just take them in order, right? If a kid's missing, we should have the resources to be able to go out and look for that kid. And if another kid is missing, again, I don't care if they're black, white, red, or blue, or yellow, you go out and find them. Disgusting. 24-year-old Navy vet discharged due to myocarditis from the COVID vaccine has just changed the nation. Six U.S. senators sent a letter to the Department of Veteran Affairs investigating why they're denying disability claims for C-19 vax injuries.
Mm-hmm.
All of this started because a follower came forward. So hopefully there are some lawsuits that, start to hit some of these people. Although, you know, they don't care. It's not their money.
No.
It's amazing to me. They're like, well, look at, you know, even.
What's a little heart inflammation, Mike?
De Niro. Do you see Robert?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know exactly anymore about this, you know, the vaccine shot. I mean, there's been some stuff. No, you're a moron. You were that left-wing liberal that told me I was crazy.
You cannot function in society. You cannot be a part of society if you didn't take this experimental horse shit.
Yeah.
But now, after 3 years, well, I think maybe it might have some harmful effects. No shit, Dick Tracy. But the other part now, too, is that there in the labor reports that came out last Friday, the number of, like, able-bodied, like, you know, 16 to 24-year-olds, it's going up like that are on disability.
Yes, yeah.
That can't work. Mm-hmm. But yet, we have never seen this until like over the last 2-3 years.
Yep.
Another coincidence too, by the way.
Another coincidence. Yes. Yeah. Coincidence as these kids fall over on basketball courts and football fields across the country.
That happens all the time.
Just a coincidence. Myocarditis.
All the time.
Robert Kennedy Jr. announces today that he's going to go independent. To me, that's a good thing. If I was Robert Kennedy, though, I would absolutely 100% be beefing up my security.
Yeah.
I would make sure that I would stay away from automobiles for a while because, you know, for folks like you who brave to go against the left-wing nutjob pedophile rings, your cars seem to blow up. I've been around cars for a long time, Ron. It's funny. I ask this all the time. I'm like, I'm almost 50. Have you ever seen a car just blow up? Well, no, I guess not. I mean, we've seen cars on fire before, maybe on the throughway, electrical problem happens. But have you ever seen, outside of the movies, have you ever seen a car blow up? No. Have you seen accidents? Oh, I've seen lots of accidents. Been in accidents.
Yeah.
Car isn't blown up, huh? But miraculously, these folks that go against the Clintons and the Biden administration, miraculously, their car that's never exceeded a speed of 80 miles an hour is doing 180 into their community and blows up, right?
Yeah.
If I'm Mr. Kennedy, because by the way, if he really truly runs as an independent, he's going to crush that Democrat vote, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, there's going to be a few Republicans that come over, but there's a lot of old school Democrats that are going to say, look at
it's
I'm
a Kennedy.
He's talking about better wages for the working class. He's talking about what the Democrats used to be 30 years ago, not an extreme left wing crazy nut job organization that wanted to defund the police and keep the borders open. And it was all about, look at, we're going to negotiate for better wages. You want the CEO making 20 million? Then my people better be making $20 million. Okay, we're going to negotiate. We're going to meet somewhere in the middle, right? Old school thinking. He completely crushes that Democrat vote. I cannot imagine they're going to let that exist. I just can't. So that's why I'm wrapping myself in a bubble.
Well, that's why they keep denying him that Secret Service detail as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, look, there's a lot of stuff he says that I like and it resonates. Yeah. But then when you dig deeper with his, he's another one of these climate maniacs, too.
Yeah.
Well, so that's
he's more moderate where it used to work.
Yes.
Right? Like there was.
Yes.
It's funny. I talk about this all the time. Glenn and I, we started the radio 20 something years ago. We used to have Democrats and Republicans on all the time. And we would talk about, you know, there was no talk about defunding the police or open borders. The Democrats at times were talking more about supporting the police and the Republicans, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a time where Joe Biden said, if you get caught with a quarter full of crack, I'm going to put you in jail forever. I don't want you out on the streets with my mom and my sister and my wives and all that, my wife and all that. So, you know, that all went away. And it was mainly labor, which is mainly what he's focused on. Naked photo shows Joe Biden's younger brother, Frank. Apparently, he fits right into the family. This is nuts.
It's a family.
These people are creeps.
Hillbillies. They're just hillbillies.
Yeah, yeah. Naked. So he's taking a naked selfie on guys with iPhones dating site. He says my phone must have been hacked. I bet.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I bet.
To be that, buddy.
Now, is this the same brother? I don't know if the same brother has been getting all that extra money from Ukraine too, or I don't know.
I'm not sure. I mean, all those. I'm sure there's not one brother that's not on the take.
Yeah, no. They seem to all have really, really nice houses. Nobody can exactly tell you what they do though. That's the best part about all this stuff.
It's
when you look
a lot
at
of wealth creation for not doing a lot of anything.
Yeah, you look at all of them, right? Al Gore. We used to talk about Al Gore. Mm-hmm. He's a climate activist. Okay, he's worth $300 million.
Yeah.
What widget did you do? What widget did you bring to the table? What did you make that got you to $300 million? Nancy Pelosi, $250 million.
How about Feinstein?
Feinstein, yeah.
She had a PGA. She had multiple houses.
I underestimated it. I came into the podcast last week. I said, I thought she was worth $90 million. Glenn's like, no, she sold two houses alone for $60 million bucks. I'm like, oh, I'm way underestimating this.
Yeah, and her husband worked on Wall Street. I'm sure she, this is probably before Paul Pelosi. This became the stock picker of our generation.
Yeah. Yep.
All those tips.
Stock picker of our generation.
But that's again, like, if any of us did that stuff, you're losing your license.
Yes.
Well, your ass is going to jail.
For sure. For sure. If you and I did any of that, we would be going down in a heartbeat.
Yes.
Right? There's not a chance that any bit of that, you and I would be going down. That's what actually blows my mind about all this stuff, how they just let him get away with it. And this is obvious, right? It's funny, when Bernie Madoff got busted, a lot of folks came, this person figured it out. out and that person figured out, let me tell you something, that's not that hard to do. It's really not that hard to do, right?
Yeah.
There are, you can recreate things. First of all, this is a lot like baseball. I'm not a baseball guy. I'd start watching baseball now that the playoffs start to come around. But I know, like, what's a good average in baseball? Like 350 or something.
Well,
like
if you're a 300 hitter, you're considered like a really good player.
Really good player, right? So that means that
three hits out of 10.
Out of every 10 times up, you're going to hit the ball three times, right? Okay. But if you're hitting 600, that's impossible, right? It's really impossible.
It's to sustain it, correct.
To sustain it, right. So if you're hitting 900 all the time, forever, you're probably a robot or something like that, right? It's just there's something that's just so glaringly obvious that something is different, right? And that's exactly how these folks are. Like, you and I, we study stock management programs. We're always adding people or taking people away. We're trying to improve our we're trying to be a 300 hitter or whatever that is, right? But when I see 600 hitters and they've been doing it for 10 years, okay, there's something wrong with
there's something askew.
There's something wrong with that, right?
Well, Madoff, he had it where on his statements, he would buy something at the month low and he coincidentally sold it at the month high.
Right. Every time.
Like clockwork.
Every time.
Now, if we got that right, because I remember one of the rebalances we did in the midst of 2020, it was literally, I think, three, 4 days before the bottom. And you show that chart to clients and new people that may come aboard. They're like, oh my God, you guys. I'm like, no, it just literally happened to be, I don't want to say luck.
Right.
It's just, it was very good timing.
Right.
That's all it was. It wasn't something that was, was a premeditated decision, but not where like, okay, we knew this is the bottom.
Yeah, right, right.
But yeah, now for that. And then you have someone like Madoff where it's like, yep, 100 out of 100.
Yeah. So, same thing. Nancy Pelosi, Chucky Schumer. Okay, wait a minute. All these folks are miraculously the only ones that can hit the ball at 700, 800, right? They're the only ones. Pelosi, Gore, Schumer, right? Feinstein. They're the only ones that seem to come up to the plate and whack it every single time, right?
Yeah.
Not the hedge fund managers. These folks with CFAs, chartered financial analysts, went to school, Harvard, Princeton, right? They're not hitting that. Mm-hmm. They're not up to bat like that, right? In fact, most of these hedge funds underperform.
They do.
They're the opposite.
It's just, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it really, truly is. Absolutely disgusting. By the way, if you need our help, 833-FIN-GUYS, whether it comes to managing money, whether it comes to needing help with Social Security planning, Ron's a certified Social Security claiming strategist. We can help you when it comes to your IRA accounts, your 401k plans, and just investing, whether it is your Roth IRA, your traditional IRA, we can help you put together a solid roadmap. Again, 833-FIN-GUYS. Guys, and don't forget, we're a one-stop financial shop. It is the season for Medicare, so get on the list early. You only have a few weeks here to review your plan and make some changes, so make sure you get on board. Again, 833-FIN-GUYS. Ron, what else you want to talk about before we wrap
up? Oh, God, there's so much stuff that's going on.
Sabres start on Thursday.
Yep.
Yeah, that's, we'll see.
I'm excited.
I'm hopeful. Hopefully, I think, I know we are, right, the longest streak in not making
the playoffs. Yeah.
But I don't think it's just hockey. I think we're like top in all the sports, right? Or top one or two.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I think we're top one or two. And, if you look at football, baseball, we're like the best at sucking.
Yes.
So
go Buffalo.
Yeah. So we're the best at sucking. So let's hope.
Yeah.
That somebody said to me the other day, they're like, well, I think this new manager is doing a better job. Let me tell you how this works. You suck for a long time, and you keep getting number one picks, or number two picks, or number three picks. Right. At some point, I don't care if you're a hockey person or not, you're going to pick enough number one and number two picks that you should be good.
But that's what happens. I think with the Sabres, you're seeing it where they're starting to get like the later round picks because you can't.
Yeah.
You pick in the top 10. Chances are you have a good probability. You got a good NHL player in the future. But you need to hit like your second, your third, your fourth, your fifth rounders, things of that nature. And I feel that's starting to happen.
Yeah.
Where these guys are starting to develop.
Yeah.
But
they're also being played with Thompson and some of these other.
Yeah. But Tage Thompson was a guy that when he got here, the first 2-3 years, you're just like, this guy sucks.
He
had a great shot, but it wasn't producing results.
I'll tell you what, not being a hockey guy, never played hockey. I love hockey. I love watching hockey, but never playing it. when I saw him his first year, I had the chance because we had a suite at the time, the office did, and they did like the special practice for suite holders where you could come, and it was like a they practiced, but then they did a bunch of skills at the end. I never saw a player so skilled in my life. Like the things he was doing with the hockey puck, I thought, how is this guy not a top four scorer in this league? Like, I just was amazed. And then I'd go watch the game and think, gosh, how is he not translating what I saw in that practice? Because he was just like, he's flipping it over his head and between his legs. It was just like unreal, but he must have not have been strong enough at the time.
No, Austin Matthews even said he's like probably one of the most skilled guys I've ever, you know, because they skate together in the offseason in Arizona. And he remarked on that. And kudos. I mean, again, like you're talking about the Sabres, they made him switch to a position that he played like in college briefly, like when he was in juniors, like at the U.S. development team. To move to center, that's a tough position. And he embraced that first year. He had, you know, like 64, 65 points. I think he had 30 goals, roughly. And then he just exploded last year. But it's...
I worry about the defense.
The defense.
Guys like Bryson, they should be lower. They should be
down. They should be in the American League.
I mean, look at... It's not just me. Look at the numbers. They stink. All right. We'll wrap this up. Quick one today. Glenn Wiggle will be back next week. If you need our help, 833-FIN-GUYS. Don't forget about our home and auto division. Give us 14 minutes. Let us shop over 25 companies to save you money. And our bread and butter, folks, which is investment planning, one-stop financial shop, whether it's help with your Social Security. Look, if you're turning 65, you're turning 62, I would say start to do the Social Security analysis to figure out the optimal time to take it for you. And we have a whole team of folks like Ron who are certified to help you with that. Again, 833-FIN-GUYS. And don't forget to download our Financial Guys app, Morning Mics podcast, and the radio show every week. We'll see you Saturday. Take care.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys, LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.